Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you're going to get one incredible leadership skill that will improve productivity, prevent overwhelm and burnout, and help you manage work-life balance for you and your team. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you are going to get that one specific communication tool. This is a practice that's going to ensure work gets done on time. It's going to prevent you and your team from getting burned out and overwhelmed. And put a stop to those frustrating, energy-sucking, Groundhog Day conversations. You know, the ones where you're looking at one another going, did we talk about this last month? Whatever happened to that? Why didn't anything go on? What's happening? Those are frustrating. They suck your energy, and we can put a stop to them with one tool. Okay, what is that tool? We call it Schedule the Finish. And if you listened to the last episode, I encourage you to do that, all about delegation. One of the key parts of delegating effectively was this thing we call scheduling the finish. And so I wanted to take a deeper dive and really explore this tool and all the different ways that you can use it. Because here's the reality. You've got more to do than you have time to do it. Your plan's going to get interrupted. Your interruptions are going to get interrupted. And so if you don't have an intentional, focused way to finish what you start and to help your team finish what they start, it's just not going to happen. So if you want to be an effective leader who consistently achieves meaningful results and build a healthy culture, you can't leave that to chance or a heroic act of willpower. That's where Scheduling the Finish comes in. It's the tool that will make all that happen for you, and you really will be a leader who has a reputation for getting things done, whose team delivers on time. But it just doesn't happen through that act of willpower. So that's why this tool matters so much. Okay. So as we're talking about scheduling the finish, I want to start by why this is so difficult and some of the things that get in the way. One of them is just a difference in human personalities and some frustrations with human communication. So the way that I always illustrate this is, if I were to ask you for a report, hey, I need this report soon. What does soon mean to you? For fun, go ask your team that same question. If you were to ask any group of five or more people, you're going to hear answers ranging from, well, right now, drop everything, get it done, to, you know, the end of the week, next week. And for some people, when they hear soon, it means this really isn't important at all. And those different interpretations of just one word cause massive headaches and frustrations. And this kind of definition difference, it takes place at every level. Last year, I was doing some work with a group of CEOs in Europe. They're all CEOs of pharmaceutical companies. And I asked them the same question. What does soon mean to you? Same range of answers. And urgency is vitally important in their business. But they still had that same range of answers, depending on personality, preference, and so on. And so you've got the headaches and frustrations that come from that. And one mistake that many leaders make is they rely on people's good intentions or willpower, or sometimes even just dumb luck to ensure that things get done. But when you leave the definition of a word like soon up to chance, you're going to get chaos. And I can guarantee you're going to be frustrated and disappointed.
Because if you're talking to someone who has a high internal sense of urgency, they might get it done right away. They might even neglect something that was actually more important than what you were asking them to do. But if they interpret it, you know, on the other hand, as, well, when I have time to get to it, you might be waiting for weeks. And the solution to all of these challenges is this tool that we call Schedule the Finish. So what do I mean by Schedule the Finish? Let's do a quick definition here. Scheduling the finish is not just assigning a due date. That's another mistake people make sometimes. Scheduling the finish is a conversation regarding feasibility, competing priorities, that results in a specific time for follow-through on the calendar of everyone involved. Okay, let's take a look at scheduling the finish in practice. For example, let's say you've got a team discussion, and each person coming out of this discussion with your team, you decide everybody's going to call their three largest clients and ask them how they're responding to a recent change. You're going to collect all those answers and send them to Joe. Joe and his team will take that data. They're going to build a new client intake process. All right, great discussion. It's good, but so far, it's only an intention. You haven't scheduled the finish yet. So you want to schedule the finish with clear times and agreements, and it would look like this. Okay, we've agreed to each call our three largest clients, ask them the question, and send those answers to Joe. Let's schedule the finish on this. Can we all get a hold of those clients and get that information, the answers to those questions, to Joe by Friday at 5 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern, so I can be specific? Is that feasible for everybody? Any other competing priorities that are going to get in the way? Team says, nope, we can do that. Awesome. All right, Joe and his team are going to turn around, get that data, and give us the new intake process by the following Thursday at noon Eastern. Joe, does that work for you and your team? Joe says, yeah, we can handle that. Okay, great. Now everyone can put those two times on their calendar. There's no question of when the team will finish the task. Now, on the other hand, you may, in that example, you may have that conversation and say, all right, listen, this is a great conversation. I think we've got a good plan here. How does it work for everyone to call those clients, ask the questions, get Joe that information by Friday? And somebody raises their hand and says, well, David, I've got a, that other project you've got us working on, that marketing project, that also has a Friday due date, and it is all hands on deck for us to make that. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to do both of these at the same time. Okay, great. We can have that conversation, and now I can make a call, which is more important, and so on. The aspect of having this conversation about competing priorities and feasibility is a vital part of scheduling the finish, and it's what a lot of teams don't do. So as a leader, you don't just want your people saying yes to everything, because if they say yes to everything, they're saying no to something, but it's going to be unintentional. They just keep trying to juggle all the balls that are thrown their way until something falls on the floor. It's much better to have the conversation up front and say, well, we've got these priorities. This is what the resources we have to meet them. I don't know how this fits into that. We're going to have to look at those and make some changes. Either we can't do this one by Friday, or we need to shift one of those others, and so on. Now we're able to let our yes be yes and actually follow through on the things that we've committed to follow through on. So that's the essence of scheduling the finish. You have a conversation. Can we do this? Get specific about what it is. When is it that our finish line is for the various stages or tasks? There's a calendar appointment on everyone's calendar who's involved so that we're able to hold ourselves and one another accountable to it. There's no questions now. And in the process of addressing competing priorities, we have ensured we're not operating in that constant state of overwhelm and burning ourselves out. And at the same time, we've also built a platform for accountability and follow through. That's why I'm such a fan of scheduling the finish. It's an incredible tool if we can use it consistently. Okay, so let's take a look at some places where you might use scheduling the finish. There are so many daily leadership and management conversations. Here are a couple of examples. So let's say you're having a performance conversation. You're using the Inspire method that I've talked about on the show before. We'll have another episode on that coming up. The final step in an accountability conversation is to schedule the finish. If you're familiar with Inspire, it's the E step we're going to enforce by scheduling a brief meeting to review whatever agreement we've made. So let's say somebody's been being late. They say, you know, I'm going to set 2 alarm clocks. I'm going to leave early. We say, awesome. Okay, that sounds great. Let's get together next Friday at the end of your shift at 3 p.m. or whatever the time is. Make an appointment on both of your calendars so that we can meet then and see how it's going. See how what kind of challenges you're having. If it's working well. If it is working well, great. We get to high five and celebrate with that person. If it's not working well, we have a built-in time to have the next conversation if we need to. As we talked about in last episode, another area where scheduling the finish could be so important is delegation. Scheduling a time where the other person or people are going to meet with you in person or by video to return the project to you, answer questions, and discuss those next steps. Or if you're leading a meeting, like in the example I just gave, you conclude that meeting by asking who's going to do what, by when, and how will we know? That final how will we know is a scheduled commitment to the team. So we're going to all have our data to Linda by Friday at 4. Linda's going to send us the new process by Wednesday at 3. Or in our first example with Joe, we've got that. Everyone puts their times on the calendar. If Friday 4 p.m. comes and Linda doesn't have the data from Bob, she calls him. If 3 p.m. Wednesday comes and we don't all have the process, we call Linda. I'm such a fan of scheduling the finish, and I really hope that you will implement it, include it in your daily, consistent leadership skills, just about every conversation you have. You're having that hallway conversation. Maybe it's after a Zoom meeting or on Teams or a Teams chat, or maybe it's an actual hallway and you're having the conversation about something. You're like, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, we should really do that. And you walk away from that conversation and you haven't turned it into action. Now, if you don't want to and you're just trying to be nice, that's different. But if you seriously think this is a good idea, schedule the finish. Hey, how can we take action on this given everything else we have going on? It might be as simple as, you know, a friendship thing where like you're, you know, hey, let's go for that hike. Yeah, that's a great idea. All right, well, don't walk away from it. Let's schedule the finish on this. If we don't have our calendars in front of us right now, or we can't actually figure out when this summer to take the hike, well, when can we plan that conversation? Hey, why don't I come back to you Monday at the staff meeting there when we both have our calendars and let's look at when we can take that hike. Or I'll send you a follow-up email and then we can schedule it then. It's that commitment to action helps turn those intentions into something real. And so in addition to eliminating misunderstandings around vague words like soon or when you have time, scheduling the finish forces you and everyone else to think about the workload and whether it's actually feasible. When you discuss delivering that data to Joe by Friday at 5 or Linda getting that process to us by Wednesday, everyone's got to think about whether they can actually do that. And if they can't, then you can have that conversation about priorities, about what matters most, and make adjustments as you need to. The power of scheduling the finish is that good intentions and talented, capable people can only take you so far. And if you rely on that good intent, talent, and capability, eventually people will burn out. You will too, because you're trying to overcome too many yeses with a lot of willpower. The only end result of that is overwhelm and burnout or other broken places in your life. High-performing leaders and teams that build performance cultures schedule the finish so you know what done looks like. You know how the priorities fit in with others. You can stay focused on what matters most, and you're making your yeses and nos very conscious and intentional. And if you have enjoyed this episode and find value in scheduling the finish, I invite you to subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Scheduling the finish is definitely one of those tools. It's going to help you do all of the above, really. And scheduling the finish is also one of the 12 greatest of all time powerful phrases. It's number 12. If you want a guide that you can print out and use to walk your team through these skills, these communication skills that are going to help you reduce your team's stress, improve your productivity, improve morale, you can find those, all 12 of these powerful phrases, along with a number of different exercises that you can do with your team to help them achieve those outcomes together. You can find that at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. Totally free resource for you to use with your team. Thank you for being a listener. And thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Brooke Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, schedule the finish and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.